This is Erin Kraft with Kit Heintzman for an addendum to her earlier recording.
Is there anything else I think anyone should know? The person, Angelica, who has been doing this oral history interview with me, does the bulk of invisible labor that makes it possible for them to exist in space and time. She takes incredible care with them. It's not easy labor. Transcription labor is grueling and awful and tedious. And when you're doing it with material with this kind of content, it takes a massive amount of emotional labor that comes out in the beauty of the correspondence that I've gotten to have with you about it. I'm so grateful that you are the person doing this. And when we think about things like transcription, someone can say, like, oh, well, anyone can do that. It's the same thing we say about admin work or other things. And, like, it's, like, also anyone could do the oral history. Like, it's, like, anyone could have done my part, too. Like, yes, like, other people can do it. And the care that you take with everything, the way that you support me in our correspondence is beautiful. And I'm so grateful. I'm not just grateful for the work that you do. I'm grateful that it is you who does it and everything you bring to it. And, like, that should be seen and recognized every time someone is using these interviews, because they are only possible because of your critical work as well.
Thank you. I might not see it that way.
That's okay.
I really appreciate your work and the impact that it does, and the fact that it allows me to do this work, because I dive deep in a way that I hope people will also dive as deep as I have, trying to get word for word. I hope people pay attention to word for word, and not just someday research a word and go down to that tidbit. Like, I hope people dive in the way that I have had to dive in to do what I do. So just like you say, it wouldn't be possible without me. I can just turn around and say the exact same thing about you. So thank you for the collection and for thinking about marginalized people, because obviously, well, not obvious to this voice recording, but as a first generation American and a very, very proud person of Hispanic descent, I am so thankful to know that there are people out there who are not brown, who are not black, who are not colored. I care, like, you care about me, about us, even though our demographics are not the same. I am seen by someone who is not of me, and that in itself is huge.
That's right, everyone's crying.